This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk freely live here on the airwave. Wave. More than one wave. It's airwaves. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
855-450-3733. Jay, we got lots of topics tonight. One of them that I think is pretty important is that it turns out that it's okay to discriminate against Asian people.
As opposed to discriminating against other people?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Asians have graduated to not really being a minority now. Isn't it nice? Congratulations, Asians. Welcome.
I mean, of all people, I could think it's like, what could you, like, you know, pick on someone Asian about being Asian? Because I just don't see, like, you know, they're the smartest. You know, they're
certainly study harder.
They're really hard workers. I don't think I've ever known an Asian guy or girl on welfare. I mean, most of the people I've met on welfare are white. Most of the dumb people I meet are white. Dude, most people I know are white.
You're a hay farmer or hay deliverer.
So they're not a minority. I know who the biggest minority is in this nation.
Yeah, the individual?
That's right.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
So does it mean we can't pick on the individual?
Well, let me just read the article for you, and you can decide. On Tuesday, yesterday, Federal District Court Judge Allison Burroughs ruled that Harvard's race-conscious admissions process is fair, and it doesn't discriminate against Asian-American applicants. On the surface, the ruling is a huge win for affirmative action, as it upholds the university's practice of considering a person's race in the application process to create a more diverse student body. But the plaintiffs, an anonymous group of Asian Americans who were rejected from Harvard, have argued that Harvard caps the number of spots available to Asian students like them.
I have one problem with this.
Yep.
Anonymous complainant. That's like the neighbor calling the cops for a noise complaint. I mean, are they just, is it anonymous for the purpose of the article, or was the actual, like, suit, you know, did a lawyer walk in and says, I'm representing these anonymous people?
As I understand, that's pretty much what happened.
I think that should just be dismissed right away.
What about somebody who, like, what? It's not like it's going to be good for your college, university career if you file suit against one of the biggest universities in America. So let's say
if Jimmy Chong felt violated because he's Asian, it sounds like here, and he himself files, and he's a young man wanting to get into college, I could see where, yeah, he probably will be less likely he's accepted because now he's going to be seen as a problem.
You
right. Know, yeah.
So, going on, it says here, the organization represented them is led by a white man, so yeah, it's complicated. The plaintiffs, this is Vox, by the way, that I'm from okay. Which I'm reading here, so if that doesn't make it clear to you, Vox is wildly leftist. I couldn't find a good article that I felt addressed all the parts that I wanted to address and seemed middle of the road, so I went with the Vox article, because I think it's well done.
So Vox is trying to be opposite of Fox.
I don't know, maybe.
Not quite Mox News.
Yeah, this is written by Alexia Fernandez-Campbell and P.R. Lockhart. They had to team up to write this article.
Look, that's cool. As long as the article's good.
Yep. The plaintiffs are planning to appeal the case, and if it ends up in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, conservative justices like Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh might end up outlawing affirmative action altogether. I mean, it's likely to end up in front of the Supreme Court, because the justices that would rule in favor of it are likely to want to hear it. So this isn't the sort of thing. I think this will end up at the Supreme Court is my prediction.
I mean, this affirmative action stuff is really nonsense. For example, my best friend in high school, his parents owned a very large construction company.
Uh-huh.
and it was his mom was a proprietor. She didn't know nothing about construction. It was the dad's business. You know, he had worked it and been working it since he was a kid and built this, you know, and he did all kinds of, you know, he was a heck of a businessman.
Yep.
And I was like, so, you know, mom, friend's mom, how come, you know, why do you own the business? And the old man starts laughing. You know, I'm like, I don't know, 17, 18 years old, maybe 15. Sure. He's like, well, because the lady owns it, we get these
federally funded contracts.
Jobs that other people don't get. And because, what was the other thing, too? So, like, he had, I don't know, 7 or 8 of, like, the guys that were, like, worked on his crew, like, their wives were, like, on the payroll, basically, mm-hmm. for I don't know what. And basically, they just gave him, like, a couple $1,000 bonus a year. I mean, they never showed up to work. It was all about X amount of the workforce yep. being within this minority, you know, configuration so sure. they could get, like, they did some work for the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, for example, and it had to comply with, like, a lot of this stuff.
Right.
And
somebody who's never done a day worth of construction work in their life said, well, I mean, we should give preference to construction companies that are comprised of a demographic set as such and such or so and so. And that doesn't take any consideration into account as to, you know, who's the best for the job, who is in the market force, the labor force that's looking to be hired, or anything like that. What it looks at is that we want outcomes. We want equal opportunity outcomes. And what happens? Just what you're talking about. Somebody sets up a business that is minority owned, in this case by a woman who's, by the way, women aren't minorities in America or, frankly, very many places around the world.
Yeah, they're about, what, roughly half the population?
Slightly more than half the population. So, they live longer.
So the man would be the minority if we're going to be talking about, you know, this particular, who's more minority between the two, right?
Oh, now you're looking at actual definitions of words. So, no, we can't do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and or if, you know, we need a labor force comprised of this, that, and the other, then, well, you know, then somebody's just going to comprise their labor force of this, that, and the other in order to get the contract so they can go about doing the work. And that's – now, Harvard is a private organization. It's basically an you know, an investment fund with a colleging wing now, a university wing now, because they have so much money – that they don't really need to do the whole schooling part, and they'd continue on with their thing.
Elizabeth Warren went to Harvard. There's a guy running for Senate in Massachusetts. His name is, it's slipping me, but he had a big sign that said, vote for a real Indian. He's an Indian fellow from India. Well, her parents were from India. I think he's, you know, born here. He's a native.
Yep.
He's Native American. He's an Indian. He's a real Indian. Anyways, I'll think of his name in a second, but he... Shiva for Senate. I forget okay. Shiva's last name, or Shiva could be his last name. But he did a talk with Ernie Hancock back in the fall last year, and he talks about how everybody that comes out of Harvard is essentially these crooked, corrupt politicians, you know, that make it up through, and you know, just like all the politicians that come out of Yale, and they're all part of these, you know, I don't know. Secret society, whatever, kind of, you know.
In 2004, we had two Skull and Bones members right. running against each other. Now, not only were they Harvard boys, but they belong to the very same club with this ominous-sounding name. I'm not sure what the club does. Don't particularly care what the club does, but nonetheless... That's fertile soil for anybody who wants to create some kind of conspiracy theory, and for very good reason. So, what it does is it brings me to a point that I like to make is that, you know, there's kind of the rest of us. There's two groups: the rest of us and those who would purport to rule us.
Oh, like Ernie Hancock says, there's those who. Who will leave you alone, and there's those who just won't leave you alone. Those who want to be left alone, and there's those who will not leave you alone.
Right, but Now, those who propose to rule us are a very small segment, but many of them, most of them, many of them have gone to these Ivy League
Yale
schools.
And Harvard. And
now, when I looked at looked up recently, presidents have gone to Ivy League schools, and I'm using the term loosely here because Clinton went to Oxford, and so 80% of presidents in my lifetime have gone to an Ivy League school or a military academy. So it gives you some idea who goes where. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Love to hear your thoughts.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently. There is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com. Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
And what we're talking about right now is there's a ruling that's come down from a judge who, you know, doesn't seem to think that it's a problem that Harvard is, I mean, what does discrimination mean? It means, you know, deciding something, like if you have discriminating tastes, right, you obviously get rid of the things you don't like and bring in the things that you do like, right? My son has discriminating tastes. He eats, like, chicken fingers and grilled cheese sandwiches. But I think that's quite the opposite, actually. But he, in this case, they're saying...
He has discriminating tastes. He doesn't eat spinach unless his mother blends it for him.
No, he actually eats his vegetables very well. Fortunately, my wife was... she did this right, no doubt. She made it so that he is... you know, accepting of vegetables, he will eat his stuff. I mean, like, you can say it's his favorite things.
I offer him a kale, spinach, you know, other greens, smoothie, and...
Well, no, he's not going to eat that.
He was just, like, very politely, no thank you, good. I'll have water.
I'm glad he said no thank you. But, you know, you can never... In his case, he'll eat broccoli. It's prepared in a certain fashion, right? It has to be steamed, can't be boiled, can't be raw, you know, those kind of things. Anyway, as far as discrimination goes, Harvard is discriminating based on race. And in this case, it's the judge considers it positive discrimination in so much as they have certain thresholds for certain races that they've picked out the race. They've decided what the races are.
That they want, Harvard.
Well, no, not just the ones that they want, but they've decided what the races are, right? Like, so, you know, in this mixed-up, crazy world, there are few of us who are any one thing.
Oh, yeah, okay, right, yep.
And I'm not.
America's a melting pot. I mean, yeah, we're both basically mutts.
And... Now, Harvard has decided that, you know, you can check a little box to say you're this thing or that thing. And I don't know what they do if somebody checks a box that they don't look like.
I check Native American because...
You were born here.
That's right.
Right. Now, I'm sure that there's some American Indians that would find that to be unacceptable. But who's going to stop them?
I have an American Indian friend who agrees with me 100%. He's like, if you're born here, you're Native American.
Right.
If you're born in Canada, you're Native American.
Right, on the continent. And that's also something I'm kind of interested in, is basically anybody who's from Central America, you know, Mexico.
Or South America.
Mexico, Guatemala, whatever, is also a Native American. But they have a Latino designation for them, and... I don't know. So
those
anyway,
lucky guys that don't get sunburnt like me.
So Harvard, you know, has determined which categories they want to have more of and gone about trying to get more of them. One of the categories that they don't need any more of, and I suspect the other category, several categories are like Indian, Chinese, Caucasian. They probably feel like they got plenty of those. There's a university that I was in Illinois. I think it's UIA, and it was somebody who was there, you know, jokingly told me, "Yeah, the locals call it University of Indians and Asians." You know, I don't know what the actual designation is, but
10 years ago, UMass was like that. I say 10 years ago because. A relative of mine was going to school there 10 years ago, and I went and helped him out with several projects and a few different things. And I would have to say at least every third, you know, girl or guy I saw walking around was either Indian or Asian.
And
which I'm fine with, whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, obviously it's not representative of the population of America, but so.
That's why there's such great Indian food in Amherst, Massachusetts, because there's so and great Asian food because these people know the difference that are going there because they're from those places. I love the diversity of places like that.
The my Harvard trained dentist that I go to, Asian, and I am, you know, happy to get the good treatment that I get. He's watching this case. He and I have talked about this case in his office. You know, he's delighted that I recently visited Seoul. He's Korean. And, you know, like, doesn't seem to, what he, I mean, obviously nobody wants to not be able to make the cut because of their race. Like, that is an unpleasant thing to have happen. And
so is this what Harvard's doing? Is this basically their,
yes,
just, you're not accepted because you're Asian kind of thing?
Well, it's, so, like, there's a certain percentage of Asians and a certain percentage of Indians and a certain percentage of whites and blacks and Latinos and whomever. I don't even know all the categories. They do. I suspect they aren't telling the rest of us because, well, there's a court case on. But they're deciding who gets in and who doesn't based on race. And to me, that's not what equality is.
I'll tell you what, if there was a bakery that only baked cakes deciding on race or maybe a sexual preference, and I found out about them, I just wouldn't do business with that bakery.
Likely, that bakery would be shut down, too.
Well, and it would be. But since you have the likes of all the political elite have, you know, alumni, our Harvard has, or most of the political elite, they're probably not going to get shut down for something like this.
So, agreed, it's very difficult. And one of the points I was making is basically a Harvard degree is a license to rule the world. And obviously, the majority of people who get a Harvard degree aren't likely to be a danger to yourself or anyone
right.
else.
They're not all psychopaths, everyone who gets a Harvard degree, but there definitely is a percentage of psychopaths in every group, as far as I'm concerned.
You know as well as I do, if somebody, you know, oftentimes, and I'm trying not to be the way I am, but, you know, I'll just be me here, right? So Harvard's kind of like being a vegan. Having a Harvard degree is kind of like being a vegan. You got to mention it. You know, you're just, yeah. Like, I'm going to have to mention that.
Every vegan I know does mention it.
And Tom Woods, for instance. It's difficult to know Tom Woods without knowing that he's a Harvard grad. Now, as a libertarian, I find it very interesting, and I like Tom Woods, and I like that we've got one, you know, we got a Harvard grad that we can trot out if they, you know, if they trot out their Harvard grad, we got ours. I like that. However, you're going to find out relatively quickly that Tom Woods is a Harvard grad. And, you know, I mean, I think Tom Woods is a brilliant man, and I think you have to be pretty smart to get into Harvard, usually. But when they start lowering the standards for certain racial categories, then it really just diminishes the whole thing for everybody.
Well, what's the benefit to Harvard? Does that article get into this at all?
The benefit to going to Harvard?
No, what is the benefit of Harvard picking and choosing its race demographics to fill its, you know, its roster?
That because it's because colleges generally, and Harvard specifically, is populated by a bunch of ultra liberals out there that believe that outcomes are what determine discrimination, not opportunity. And
That's makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's just what it is. And what does Harvard care? Who there's always going to be plenty of students, and they don't need the money. They've got they're basically a giant endowment. 855-450-3733. Am I looking at this wrong? What do you know? 855-450-3733.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling the Democratic-led House impeachment inquiry a fraudulent crime against the American people. The president also says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is handing out subpoenas like they're going out of style.
She hands out subpoenas like they're cookies. You want a subpoena? Here you go, take them like they're cookies.
Meanwhile, speaking at the Capitol on Wednesday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accuses the president of assaulting the Constitution.
It's unworthy of the Constitution of the United States to do what he did in that call. And he admitted to me, he said, it's perfect. No, it's not perfect. It's wrong.
A former Dallas cop is being sentenced to 10 years in prison for murder. A jury decided on the sentence late on Wednesday for Amber Geiger following deliberations. Geiger killed a man inside his apartment in 2018 and says she mistakenly thought it was her apartment and he was an intruder. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. If you're interested in this story about Asian Americans bringing a discrimination suit against the University of Harvard, Harvard University, then, well, this is the show for you because we're talking about it. I want to tell you about AnyPay. If you go to helpmetakebitcoin.com, you can get your retail business, to set up and ready to take cryptocurrency. Yeah, they've got point of sale. It's cryptocurrency acceptance. Well, they've got it. It's never been easier thanks to helpmetakebitcoin.com. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. And if you have a business, you know how delightful that is. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just visit helpmetakebitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, right at your store. Get started now at helpmetakebitcoin.com. It's helpmetakebitcoin.com, and they make it very easy. I use it, AnyPay, at several businesses around town, and they make it simple for you. So going on with this article from Vox.com, meaning it's left-leaning, and it certainly is, the university disagreed, saying that there's no cap on Asian students and then that its holistic admissions process is necessary to ensure a diverse student body and does not discriminate against Asian American students. Judge Burroughs sided with the university. At least for now, ensuring diversity at Harvard relies in part on race-conscious admissions. So while they say that there's no discrimination, they say there's discrimination. At least for now, ensuring diversity, the trial raised complicated questions about the meaning of academic merit and what should what it should mean when we think about race in college admissions. For Asian Americans, the cause has also revealed significant divisions in support for affirmative action, making it clear that demographic can hardly be treated as a monolith. So, you know, certainly there are some Asians out there that believe that this kind of discrimination is a good thing. Likely the ones who've already made it through the university, they're going to make it through. Kind of like immigrants that make it into, you know, say the United States and then want to shut the border down.
Oh, yeah. I actually worked with some Mexican nationals in Colorado that were like, oh, yeah, that there's a lot of bad people in Mexico that want to come here. And one guy would tell me, and, you know, he, you know, his parents came when he was a little boy. So he got, they went through the channels, got, you know, did their pledge to the United States and all that stuff. And he was hardcore Trump, and he wanted to see a border wall. He even talked about a moat with, you know, alligators and stuff in it, or, you know, basically turn a Rio Grande out. He was like the most anti, like, Mexican guy I ever met. And it was like, it was kind of funny listening to this guy talk like this. I mean, he had a heavy Mexican accent.
Oh,
and,
I've,
you know,
known immigrants that do the same thing. Absolutely. The court's ruling today confirmed that the Supreme Court has what the Supreme Court has repeatedly upheld, according to this Vanita Gupta. Affirmative action policies expand equal educational opportunities for all people of color, including Asian Americans, and are legal. He's the president of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights. So I don't know how it benefits me, if I were an Asian American, how it would benefit me to not make it into Harvard while somebody else did based on their race, and that I would, that would benefit me, because it doesn't. Let's see. Plaintiffs in Harvard are limited to the number of Asian Americans on campus. Plaintiffs said Harvard limited. In November 2014, Students for Fair Admissions filed its lawsuit alleging that Harvard is employing racially and ethnically discriminatory policies and procedures in administering the undergraduate admissions program that are based, that are biased against Asian American applicants. The plaintiffs said internal data shows Asian American applicants are rated lower on personal metrics despite outperforming white applicants in other areas. So the SFFA argued that Harvard effectively uses a quota to cap the percentage of Asian American admissions, and that the school engages in racial balancing to maintain a certain racial breakdown on campus. So the Students for Fair Admissions demonstrates evidence that this is their stuff is happening, and the other side goes, nuh-uh, and the judge rules for the other side. Wonder why. To fix this, SFFA argued that Harvard, and ultimately all colleges, should no longer consider race in its admissions process, and that the Supreme Court rulings in support of affirmative action have been built on mistakes of fact and law.
I mean, there shouldn't even be a spot on the application to check off race, as far as I'm concerned.
That would be, I think, best for everyone, personally. I think we should just stop talking about this social construct called race, because it gets more and more complicated as time goes by. I've seen videos where, as a matter of fact, it was the video called, Is It Okay to Kill White People? It was a museum piece, and there were people on there that were talking about, you know, it's probably not a good idea to kill white people, as though they were not white. But these people looked white to me. I mean, I'm sorry if my little radar is off a little bit or whatever, but, you know, I mean, I don't think we should be using race as a way to determine who can get good things and who can't get good things. For a college, personally, I think it should be merit-based. And now, it's not my business what Harvard does with its business. It's business. And I think that a Harvard and Ivy League education, frankly, is getting less and less valuable over time. And I celebrate that.
Yeah, oh yeah, me too. I think it's great that tradesmen and craftsmen are of my generation are far more valuable than people who literally have PhDs.
Right. If these Ivy League universities descend into a morass of liberal nonsense, then that's great, because in two generations, their degree will be basically meaningless to anybody who's not some kind of ultra-liberal.
It pretty much almost, the degrees right now pretty much are almost meaningless unless you want to work in the parasite sector. For example, you want to be a school teacher in a public school in order to have, you know, they only want to hire you if you have a master's or, a, you know, whatever.
Right.
Just like even even Tulsi Gabbard talks about how in the military, you can up your pay grade if you go get a master's in, you know, underwater basket weaving. That's not what she uses. I forget what she said, but it was some, like, nonsensical, useless, right, you know, thing.
The government is probably the single worst at this. There are plenty of examples in the free marketplace out there that, for instance, you're not going to get a job as a teacher, very likely, in any, you know, kindergarten through 12th grade educational system without a bachelor's in something, in all likelihood. But it's unlikely that, you know, that if, more or less, there's plenty of places like Free Talk Live, for instance, where you don't need a communications degree to get to be a broadcaster here. You need to have demonstrated the ability to do the job. And then we'll bring you on for sort of an apprenticeship. And if we think that you're good for that, we'll bring you on a little longer in a probationary period. And then, you know, we'll go from there. So there's plenty of jobs that do just that. And you can make great money without a degree. You can make great money with a degree. You can. I don't think a degree is necessarily terribly. It isn't as valuable, I think, as it was 20 years ago. And it's probably because everybody has told their kids that they need to go get a degree. And now there's a bunch of people running around out there with degrees that aren't really in anything of value. Now, I'm going to say doctors, engineers, lawyers. There's probably a small handful of professionals where you need to have some kind of degree. But computer programming, plenty of coders out there never went to college.
And people aren't going to school for these, like, you know, degree necessary careers like veterinarian, for example. Personally, I would hire a veterinarian that doesn't have a degree, you know, somebody who's just got experience. But there's a huge shortage of veterinarians. There's a huge shortage of doctors, just like my dentist is from Egypt. Yeah, there are very few American dentists because Americans aren't, they're not pushing themselves. They're not going to do these hard, challenging careers.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE or the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pao de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pao de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pao de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450. Free as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
And you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about this situation going on where this judge has ruled that Harvard's done nothing wrong with its process of determining who's going to get into class and who's not. Now, I'm not exactly sure what they're trying to say when they say that a student's race is never used against the applicant, nor is it a deciding factor for any applicant. I mean, then why is it an issue?
Why is it even on the application?
Unless I don't understand, what is affirmative action? Affirmative action, as I understand it, affirmative action can only be used at colleges these days.
Say these days, did like the...
Some ruling is...
Because like that was a big thing, and the construction companies get the federal jobs like 25 years
federal
ago.
Federal jobs is a different story.
Okay.
Right? Like, they can't tell you can't do it. You could potentially make a racially homogenous construction crew. You just, if it's not the right race, won't get the federal jobs.
When I first heard about affirmative action, I was a kid, and I was young, single-digit age, I don't remember, but it was basically, my father referred to it as reverse discrimination.
I think that that's probably pretty clearly what it is. Now, it's discriminating against people based on their race, and we were told that was wrong. And now we are told that it is right, as long as it's done in the right direction. I just don't go for that. I would prefer to not think about race at all.
I do believe that there was a time, that I thought this, I don't really think it anymore, but that these affirmative action laws were maybe necessary, if you're going to be, if I'm going to put my minarchist hat on we're going to have a good and just government that's, not going to, suck the energy out of us via a monetary system anyways. So after, slavery and there was just a lot of people, you know, like the whites only restaurants, whites only, you know, that part of, you know, this, you can't, you know, have a whites only public, you know, water fountain, for example, you know, because, you know, and my problem is the black guy goes to drink from the water fountain and he's, you know, a man with a baton is going to, you know,
beat him up.
Do something to him, yeah.
Right. And, you know, I mean, I see the issues. And honestly, we can go back relatively recently in past. You don't need to go to slavery. You can go like the 70s. Maybe the 80s in some cases, where you're talking about blacks being discriminated against, you know, like mobs coming after them, Rosewood, things like that. You know, people setting fire to black businesses, black banks being run out of business, and that kind of thing. I'm not saying that those things weren't happening. They certainly were. Hopefully, what I'd like to see created is a platform that's fair based on race. And I don't think we get to fair by making any side particularly bitter. Now, if you want to make a side, it's kind of like the black guy that got shot by the cop recently.
Which one? Doesn't that happen like every day?
The ruling that just came down with the white lady, I can't remember her name.
Oh, right, right. She busted into went into his apartment, thought it was hers.
Yep.
You know.
Shot him and killed him.
Shot him and killed him, turned on the lights, realized it wasn't her apartment. Yeah.
It's a tough situation. What I thought was heartening about this, the best part of the story so far, is the brother goes across the courtroom and meets her halfway through across the courtroom and gives her a hug.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, it's very nice. He says he forgives her and, you know, those kind of things. And I think that's the best thing that he can do.
Mm-hmm.
Walking around with bitterness in his heart isn't going to make that lady's life any better or worse, or making that lady's life worse isn't going to make your life any better. Those kind of things. We need to get a platform where people are treated fairly, and admittedly, things aren't entirely fair, but I don't think you make them fair by making them unfair.
I just got a text message from a listener of ours, Tim Pichette, and he says the largest mob lynching in America was actually against Italians.
Huh.
I mean, I didn't fact check it, but I can tell you Tim's usually pretty accurate when he says something.
Not the one to mess around with those sorts of things. So these the liberal authors here at Vox.com, the case stirred racial resentment. Up until now, most cases about race and college admissions have been brought by white plaintiffs like Fisher, who argue that they are being harmed by reverse discrimination and therefore pushed out of colleges by less qualified applicants of color. These cases have led to restrictions on how affirmative action can be used, but no cases actually ended the practice in its entirety. If the Harvard case goes to the Supreme Court, it could change this. Rather than a white plaintiff, this case relies on a group of high-achieving Asian Americans arguing that a policy meant to help students of color is actually hurting them. Unlike Fisher, whose GPA and SAT scores were not as strong as her peers, the plaintiffs in this case have academic records that are much harder to criticize, right? So, I mean, if you applied to Harvard, I mean, Harvard has so many applicants that have super high SAT, ACT scores, and, you know, the highest GPAs they can get, and then they're going and doing extracurricular stuff in order to, you know, achieve. Like, the people that want to get into Harvard know the patterns that they have to, you know, emulate to get into Harvard. So they're doing it. Well, that means that Harvard is inundated with people. You know, all basically the same on paper, right?
There's literally like tutors you can hire to like train your kid and, you know, tutor your kid in what you need to do to go to whatever particular college that you have pinpointed. I mean, my little sister wanted to go to Loyola or something in New Jersey, and she did for a year. Now she's going to college.
I think Loyola's in Louisiana, but anyway.
It's Hackensack, New Jersey or something. Right? I can't remember, but and they literally hired someone that kind of like, you know, was like a professional and basically, you know, helping them write the application, all that stuff. But yeah, she was essentially tutored to go, and she's big time into softball, and it had to do with, you know, softball scholarship was, you know, to get the ride, which she was is successful in. It had a lot to do with finding the right people that, you know, help get it done.
Right, and that's absolutely true. You can get a consultant. Most people want their kid to go to some kind of Ivy League school. Now, when I say Ivy League, I think we need to understand what the Ivy League is. Most people don't know what Ivy League schools are. There are eight of them, and if you ask the average person to rattle them off, I think they're going to start Harvard, Yale, Princeton. I think most of them will get Dartmouth. I'm not sure, and I'd love to have somebody tell me whether they think Dartmouth is one that most people will think of as far as Ivy League schools. Then it goes, I'm doing this from memory.
I don't know anymore after that.
Right. Well, I'm not going to guess one that's wrong. So Brown certainly is. University of Pennsylvania, that's Donald Trump's alma mater. There's two with C's, and I always forget one of them. It's Columbia and then Cornell. That's the other one. So off the top of I memorized these at one point for kicks. Who knows why I memorize lists, but I do. And a lot of people would consider things like MIT and Stanford and maybe a few others. I know that some people call University of Miami the Harvard of the South. I think that's pretty generous to the University of Miami, honestly, but it's a good school.
Those are popular schools. You know, a lot of people know that name. Almost everybody knows those schools.
Now, some of those, they have different student body sizes, though. It's a lot easier to get into Columbia than it is to get into Harvard. So you can claim Ivy League at that point, but, you know, whatever. And for I think Oxford probably in people's mind would be considered an Ivy League school, but it, you know, it's in England and it wasn't established before. It was established before the United States Revolutionary War, but it's not in the U.S., so it's irrelevant. There's some other universities out there that probably would deserve the title of top tier, but people use Ivy League to stand in for top tier. Basically, that's how the language is used. And the reason people want to send their kids to these schools is because they understand that if you have a degree from one of these recognizable names, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Stanford, MIT, Oxford.
Some big company's going to hire you.
Right away. You're snatched up right away. But not just that, that inside any peer group, people are going to defer to you on certain topics.
Yeah.
Probably not NASCAR, but probably, if you talk about politics, you'll get a certain level of deference. Why? Because you went to the right school. And that's silly, but it's true. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You know, I heard your commercials for a long time, and I kept thinking, yeah, I'll look into that, and I just never did, and finally I gave you guys a call and started. Well, I did tell the doctor when he asked me what I was doing. I said, have you heard of Balance of Nature? And he says, yeah, he actually had taken it at one time. I said, well, I'm doing that, and I feel great. You know, I think it's helping in everything. And he said, well, good. He says, I should start that up again. I'm just happy, and I'm going to stick with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FREETALKLIVE.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.